We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The greatness that is Sturge is out. He is on vacay, as the kids like to say. He's getting cray-cray on vacay. I'm pretty sure that's what the kids like to say, right, Diesel?
I think he's at Senior Frogs.
Senior Frogs?
At the moment.
Yeah.
$5, just tilt your head back. They'll pour as much alcohol as you can fit in your mouth for $5.
Is that what really they really do that?
Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise,
yeah.
So I don't know. You just
I've been
pour
to a,
booze
I've been
in
to
your
a,
mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's not safe, but it's amazing.
I've been to a place in Tijuana before when I was like 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Tijuana. I wouldn't go there now. It's a little bit more dangerous nowadays. But me and my boys, we went out to California after we graduated high school. And we're like, yeah, we'll go out. Let's go to Tijuana, man. So we go to Tijuana because you can drink there when you're five.
Nice.
And we just get to the bar. We're sitting at a table. We're like, cool, man. We order a beer. We're like, all right, we're drinking in Tijuana. And some guy just comes and takes my buddy and grabs him and like grabs him by the throat and yanks his head back. And we think he's getting jumped and we're about to like get in a fight in Tijuana. But then he just starts pouring tequila down his throat.
Score.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
It doesn't put hair on your chest, it puts tattoos on your chest.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. He ended up
in Tijuana.
Yeah. It was serious business. We got in some trouble that night. We had a lot of fun. We probably aged about 5 years in one evening in Tijuana. But yeah, that's what a great place, man. Wild stuff. So I'm sure that's happening with Sturge right now. Sturge is definitely consuming copious amounts of alcohol somewhere on the high seas. I don't know where, but he's definitely having fun with the Sturge Eye this week. He'll be gone all week. I'm going to be filling in all week with your boy, Big Daddy Cool Diesel. My name is Jeff Pantridge. My friends call me Pants. It's been my nickname forever. So it's one of those things where it's like, you can pick a radio nickname, or you can just go with. I just decided to go with the name that like people call me anyway.
There you go.
So I'm Pants. It's a little weird at first, you know.
Yeah.
When you first hear it, you wait. What do you mean? His name is Pants? That's kind of dumb or weird. But like as you get used to it, like you can't think of me as not being Pants.
Well, the name is dumb and weird, and then people meet you, they're like, oh, it fits.
It fits exactly. I'm dumb and I'm weird.
The pants fits.
Yeah, yeah. The pants definitely fit. I'm dumb. I'm weird, and we're gonna get dumb and we're gonna get weird today. On Straight Up with Sturge, because that's how we do it over here. We have a packed show with all kinds of, we got some basketball, we got some football, we got some hockey, we got some baseball, might get some soccer and tennis, and I think we're going to cover the entire gamut of sports.
The full schmear, as they say.
The schmear. We're going with the schmear, the entire schmear. We might even get some MMA in, because there's a huge MMA fight that could happen, that could be the greatest MMA fight of all time. I'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. We will, of course, be talking about the Stanley Cup. Congratulations to your Boston Bruins, if you're a fan. I hate you. But if you are a fan, congratulations. Bruins getting it done last night. We'll talk about that later on in the show. I know our guy Diddy is very happy that the Bruins evened up that series. We got a game 7 on Wednesday.
I literally saw him bite a beer can when Boston lost.
Oh, yeah.
The previous game.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Game 5. Yeah, he ate the side of the beer can.
Yeah. That's what Boston people do. They're uncivilized.
Weirdos.
Yeah, they're awful people.
Who was that Bond villain that had metal teeth?
I don't know.
A really big guy. He was in Moonraker.
Okay.
I forget the name of the villain, but
yeah.
That's kind of what he looked like. He had pieces of aluminum hanging out of his mouth.
Diesel?
Wild.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, God.
I have a confession to make to you, to Mark Sturgis's audience, to the world. You might be shocked. This shocks a lot of people. Diesel, I'm a 42-year-old man, and I have never seen a James Bond movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of any kind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never seen one. At this point, I don't know if I should. I got this streak going. I don't want to blow the streak.
Well, if you need any head start and direction on where to go, Timothy Dalton is by far the best James Bond.
No, you're messing with me.
No, he was good.
You're serious.
T-Dalt. How do you not like T-Dalt?
I didn't know he had a nickname. That changes everything. Like, it's better than Armor or Escon or Pierce. What Pierce Brosnan be?
P-Bronze
isn't bad. Pierce Brosnan. I guess it'd be P-Bros. Yeah. B-Bros isn't bad.
Yeah.
What's the new guy, Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
See, Craig is already DC. One syllable,
he's
so it'd
DC.
Have to be. Yeah, DC.
Got to be DC.
So T-Dalt, huh?
Yeah.
He's the man?
T-Dalt is the tops.
I think, I have a feeling you're messing with me here.
No.
I have a feeling that Timothy Dalton is not looked upon as the greatest James Bond.
Well, there was George Lazenby.
He's the one that only did one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did one film.
Who?
And I keep trying to watch them all, but... But stupid Amazon Prime will put them on there for like 8 seconds.
Okay.
And if you don't on Prime, and if you don't start it in that 8 second window, it's not coming back for another 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
8 seconds. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Huh?
You get such a tiny little window to watch these films on. You know, it's like, come on, these movies. How old are these movies now?
Oh,
just release them
years.
To the public. Let the public have them.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's like 8 seconds. I'm picturing like it's like James Bond defusing a bomb in 8 seconds. Like, all right, you have 8 seconds to find out how to download this movie and watch it, or it explodes. That's crazy. So let me ask you. Sure, you're a Bond guy.
Love
it. It's debatable who the greatest Bond, for real, not T-Dalt.
Sure.
Who is the greatest James Bond of all time?
Oof. I got to go with Sean Connery.
Okay.
Sean Connery or Daniel Craig.
Not Roger Moore.
No,
okay.
I didn't like Roger Moore. Those were just bad films. They were bad.
Okay.
Like, all 70s movies are bad.
Yeah,
right.
Probably for the most
right.
part.
So they
Godfather
were bad.
One, Godfather Two.
The Pierce
good.
Brosnan ones were they try to make him kind of cheeky and fun.
Yeah,
and I wasn't a fan of that.
Uh huh.
Daniel Craig is a badass.
Is he good?
He's so good.
Okay. Well, plus it's modern, so I'm sure the movies are better now because you just got better technology, better storylines, better ever. I could see like the 70s movies, if you watched them for the first time today, not necessarily, you know, holding up.
Oh, imagine watching Star Wars. If you're a kid today and you're used to things like Avengers, which looks incredible, imagine watching Star Wars.
It'd look kind of
the original cuts. Not I take that back. I think the recut versions where they digitally put all these different characters back in, I think that looks even more hokey.
Yeah.
You know, because you got these guys in horrible costumes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then you got these little digital guys that, you know, they're still not good either because it was the early ages of you know, digital characters.
Yeah.
Still wasn't good.
No. No, you're right. It's kind of a hodgepodge. Like, you'll watch, because they just had a Star Wars marathon on, like, last weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend, the last big holiday week? I think, it's Memorial Day weekend. So they had a Star Wars marathon on, and as an American, I felt my duty to watch Star Wars. I mean, you have to. If there's a marathon on, you're going to have to catch some of Empire at least. You know, maybe catch a little bit of Jedi. If you're really desperate and there's nothing but golf on, maybe catch one of the prequels. Or episode 7. But you got to watch some Star Wars. And I was watching a couple weekends ago for Memorial Day weekend, and I think I was watching Jedi. And, like, Jedi mixes it up. They have, like, you know, the old school characters, like the Ewoks and C-3PO. And then they have, like, these new cities they'll show, and they're like, you can tell it's been redone. And it just...
It's bad. Why would Lucas do that? He messed it all up.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Well, he's just trying to...
Let it be bad. Just let it be bad.
Yeah.
The fact that it was bad is what made it so good.
That's true. Exactly. Normally, I don't take a call in the first segment, but they're talking about our subject matter, which
JW
is very...
wants to rip on you.
Oh, he's ripping on me?
Yeah.
JW, welcome to the show. What's going on, JW?
Nothing much, man. I had to call in when I heard him say, you know, he's 40 and never seen a Bond movie. I was like, what?
I know, it's crazy. I've never seen one. I don't know. I've always managed to miss them. And now at this point, I don't know. I just never really been into it. And I don't want to break the streak. I feel like I got a no-hitter going, and I don't want to blow it. Like, should I go ahead and watch one?
I can't blame you on it. Look, I haven't seen, besides, like, Casino Royale or whatever, I haven't seen any of the other newer Bond movies. Mm-hmm. You know, Jaws is the name of the guy he's trying to remember.
Yeah,
the guy's
Jaws.
His name was
okay.
Jaws. Ironic, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe. Look, my favorite was actually, you know, Timothy Dalton. You know, I guess just
Tito.
Childhood memories. You know,
told you.
So, your favorite was Tedald as well. Maybe so, Diesel. You're not messing with me.
No,
okay,
he was good.
Yeah, he only did two, right? I know he did.
I think
the,
so. Two
the
or three tops.
The Living Daylights and License to Kill, right? Weren't those mm-hmm. Tedald? I think so. Yeah, look at that. And he might have done another one. I'm not sure. Good stuff, my man. Thank you very much.
I'm excited if they do end up casting Idris Elba. I think he'll do really well.
Is that going to happen?
They've been rumoring it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, who else? The problem is we don't have any movie stars anymore.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that all the movie stars that they're bringing back into action films are all aging action stars from back in the day when action stars were big and great?
Yeah.
You know, it's all Tom Cruise and Liam Neeson. All these guys that are over 50 are doing these action films. You know why? Because we don't have any action stars.
They're tried and true. You know, like, you know, if you put Tom Cruise in a movie, it's gonna be a hit.
Sure.
Or Liam Neeson or any of these old school guys. I just saw a movie yesterday. We're going to get into that later. But I saw a trailer for the next Terminator movie, which is going to have Arnold in it.
Yeah. And, like, I believe that a guy like Liam Neeson can throw a punch without pulling a muscle.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. But the fact is, I mean, nobody else has the cachet to do him anymore.
Well, you get The Rock, but he's just too busy.
But he's in everything.
The Rock's doing everything.
I don't believe that a guy who's the size of a Buick can sneak into an area and be a spy. He can't do it.
Probably not.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a big dude. But The Rock is going to be in that new Fabulous. Fast Times?
Fast and Furious.
That one, yeah. I've never seen it.
But it's not a Fast and Furious. It's just the two guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw sound like two Hobbs and Shaw sound like two just jerks I went to high school with.
Sounds like a sticker on the back of a Chevy pickup truck where something's peeing on something else.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw, get out of here. But the reason I mentioned Hobbs and Shaw is your boy, what's his name? Idris Elba, Stringer Bell from The Wire.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's in that too, but I want to see if he is James. This is what I'll do for you, Diesel.
Yes.
Idris Elba.
Yes.
If Idris Elba, the guy who played Stringer Bell in The Wire, he's had a lot of acclaimed roles, phenomenal actor, just a badass dude. Like, if he becomes James Bond, I will watch James Bond.
I love it.
That's the only way I'm going to do it. I'm not going to...
We're going to have a virtual shake on it because people can't see us doing it, but we're shaking on it.
We're shaking on it right now. Because I'm not going to sit here and go through the entire Bond catalog.
It's a lot.
Like, who has time for that?
And there's a lot of bad films in the catalog.
Yeah, I don't know.
To see, like... four or five really good ones.
Yeah.
There's probably 20 really bad ones.
Oh, no. See, I'm not going to do that. Because I just, who has time for this stuff? I asked a friend maybe a month ago, you know, when Avengers came out, Endgame. Everybody's talking about Endgame, and I have never seen an Avengers movie. I'm like, okay, maybe I should see this because everybody's talking about it. I want to do what the cool kids are doing. So I asked somebody, I'm like, okay, how many Avengers movies are there? Like five, six? They're like 22.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not watching 22 movies. Are you kidding me? It's like, who has time
for
this?
You can knock that out in under a month.
Probably. And meanwhile, I'll probably watch Game of Thrones again for like the 10th time. But, you know, like, I'm just
waiting for the guy to actually chop up all 22 films in gonzo order so that they are in exact scene-by-scene chronological order.
Oh.
Because, you know, have you seen Pulp Fiction on Netflix where they put it together in the right order?
No.
In the right chronological order? That's a thing.
Okay.
So why is that not a thing with these? Granted, you know, if you've seen all of them already, you have an idea of what happens in what particular orders, but you're not 100% certain.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody is going to go through and chop them up and put together a perfect timeline of scene by scene and take these flashbacks and flash forwards and flash sidewayses and put them in the proper chronological order and edit them all together.
Ah, all right.
How amazing would that be?
That'd be really amazing. I'm sure they're going to get paid a pretty penny too.
Right?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. Speaking of movies... we're going to have Pants and Diesel at the movies today. We're going to do a movie review. Diesel and I, we didn't see a movie together, but we both saw a movie recently that I want to talk about. We'll get to that later on in the show. We are going to talk hockey, and we will talk basketball. We're going to talk some football today, too. We're absolutely going to talk some football because your Carolina Panthers start minicamp tomorrow.
Ooh.
And normally mini camp is kind of like, okay, it's mini camp, you know? It's not that big of a deal. A lot of people overreact. But this mini camp for the Panthers is a very big deal, and we'll tell you why coming up around 5:20 or so. But coming up next, I will tell you why these NBA finals could go down as the greatest sports story ever told. That's on the other side. I guess the leg is okay, son. This is Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate. That's right, folks. Daniel LaRusso is going to fight. Kevin Durant will be making his triumphant return to the Golden State Warriors tonight. And this is probably, in my mind, Diesel, it's the biggest comeback from injury since Daniel LaRusso came back from his knee injury in Karate Kid 1. And then Johnny swept the leg, of course. But yeah. Daniel LaRusso, he was out. Johnny was going to go ahead and win the tournament, win the All-Valley Championship in 1984. Yeah. And Daniel LaRusso heroically came back, won, spoiler alert, won the 1984 All-Valley Championship. And now Kevin Durant has the opportunity to become the Daniel LaRusso of the NBA.
Have you read the theory in that film that flips the script and turns Daniel LaRusso into the bad guy?
Yes, it's fabulous.
it is amazing.
It's fantastic.
I mean, he kept antagonizing and antagonizing and antagonizing Johnny.
Yeah.
He showed up. He poured water all over him. He did all these things to him.
Yep.
Of course Johnny's going to have to fight back.
Yeah.
You know?
And well, they did what they did. Apparently, have you seen the series, the YouTube series?
Did you know? No, I didn't know there was a YouTube series, okay. But I need to watch it.
Oh, you definitely need to watch it. I actually didn't even go out on Saturday night. I stayed home. I stayed home and watched the Cobra Kai. It's called Cobra Kai. This is my life. I'm in green. The weather was kind of nasty, and I was just kind of tired.
Yeah, I am inviting you out to all these things over the weekend.
I know, yeah.
And you say no to all of them because you got to stay home and watch Cobra Kai.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Friday night, I stayed home so I could watch the NBA Finals because I was a good little sports talk show host.
Understand.
Last night, I stayed home so I could watch the Stanley Cup Finals because I'm a good little sports talk show host. Saturday night, there was nothing on.
Right.
And I went out on Saturday, had a great time, went downtown. Downtown Greenville is just amazing. It is one of the best downtowns, pound for pound, you can find in the country. It's amazing. I love it. Like, I would totally live here. It's just a wonderful place. Had a great time on Saturday afternoon down there. And I was like kind of on the fence. I'm like, I'm thinking about maybe going out on Saturday night, but then I started watching Cobra Kai season 2, and it was over, man. It was so good. But Cobra Kai season 1, it starts with Johnny's version of the story. Like, Johnny's kind of the main character in this.
Sure.
And it's just, they kind of turn him into, he's kind of a hero in this, like an anti-hero. He's still Johnny, he's still kind of a jerk, but he's the protagonist of the story. Yeah. And, dude, I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. And if you're a Karate Kid fan, you have to find a way to watch it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube TV. Just download or get the free trial for a week, binge them all, and then cancel it.
Why have we not seen a continuation of the story where Daniel LaRusso starts training somebody to be the next Karate Kid?
Well, he is training somebody in this one because Daniel LaRusso's in this too. They're both in it. Daniel's in it and Johnny's in it.
Is this a Netflix series?
It's a YouTube series.
YouTube series.
Yeah, I didn't even know YouTube had
original content.
Yeah, now they do. And I think this was the first one. It started last year. I'm telling you, if you go on IMDb, it's rated very highly. It's well done. It's funny. They have a lot of callbacks to the movie. If you're a Karate Kid fan, you will love it. And if you're not a Karate Kid fan, you'll still probably like it. I'm a grown man, and I'm watching this, and I'm riveted by it. It's fantastic. So that's what I did this weekend. And hearing about Kevin Durant today, how he's going to play tonight, it reminded me of, you know, Daniel LaRusso, the GOAT, coming back from injury and staging that momentous run all the way to the championship. Can Kevin Durant do it? Can Kevin Durant come back tonight? What's he going to look like? We don't know.
We're going to find out how bad he really was hurt.
Yeah.
And how much he was just like, I don't don't really want to play because I'm probably going to be traded somewhere else.
You don't. Now, you.
We don't know that.
We don't know.
We don't know that.
And this is just a couple of guys talking here, a couple of guys speculating. But you can't believe that. You actually think that there's a chance that he might not have wanted to play because he didn't want to, you know, re-injure himself because he's going to be a free agent?
Absolutely, I believe that. I have players sitting out of bowl games, out of big bowl games, because they don't want to injure themselves because they want to look forward to the next step. Why would a guy who's got multi-million dollar contract next year to risk, why would he want to risk that?
This is why he would. I'm not saying he is, or because I don't know, but this is why I would think he would. Because of legacy. Because of what he could go down as. Right now, Kevin Durant has won two championships. Right now, many regard him as the best player in the NBA. I think the guy on the other team is a little bit better. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But his how Kevin Durant is seen, he's not seen very positively. He's seen in a negative light. And ever since he went to Golden State, most people think he kind of took the easy way out. And he just joined. If you can't beat him, join him. And he joined the best team in the league. And a lot. And since he's been there, he's been kind of, for the lack of a better term, kind of bitchy. You know what I mean? He's just been kind of, he's been kind of whiny. He's all the burner accounts on Twitter that he's created. He's got this attitude, and he's just not a very likable guy. But the thing is, that's what makes sports great, is he can change all of that. He can come back. If he comes back and the Golden State Warriors somehow, some way, win these three games because of Kevin Durant, his legacy has changed forever. He goes from being whiny and bitchy and the guy that jumped the ship to go to the other team to make things easier on himself to the greatest comeback story of all time coming back from injury, as far as I'm concerned. When you think of guys that, you know, come back in a championship game with an injury, the first guy that comes to mind is Willis Reed for the Knicks. And that was a great story. And I'll have to pull up, maybe Diesel, maybe you can pull it up, what Willis Reed's stats were in Game 7 of that championship. I'm pretty sure it was 1973. That was the last time the Knicks won a championship. I guarantee you that Willis Reed probably had like 10-8. I don't think he came back and dominated. And I don't know if he necessarily came back and won the series for New York. I could be wrong. That was 1973, as a long time ago. I wasn't even born yet. But KD, if he came back and they won because of him, this would be over a three-game stretch. A three-game stretch when you're down 3-1, where it's only happened once in the history of the league where a team has come back from 3-1 in the NBA Finals to win. Not just that, you got to win two on the road. You got to win two on the road in the most hostile environment possibly in NBA history. They're going nuts over there. These Canadians are out of their minds, man. That Jurassic Park is crazy. The arena's crazy. It's going to be like Mad Max in there tonight. And for them to overcome all that and overcome him to overcome this injury and possibly win these three games, it'd be bigger to me. It'd be bigger than Willis Reed. It'd be bigger than Kurt Schilling's bloody sock. It'd be bigger than T.O. coming back in the Super Bowl, even though T.O. didn't win his game. I think it'd be bigger than everything.
Oh, it's a fantastic story.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's a fantastic story. And he'll go down. I think he'll do a lot to rehab his image just by coming back, because he will. Look, I'm with you. I saw him as kind of soft.
Yeah.
For the last two or three series. Mm-hmm. Soft. You know, you're right. He is bitchy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's mentally soft. I don't know if he's physically soft, because I don't know how much pain he's in.
I want a competitor to do absolutely everything he could possibly do to get back on the court.
Yep.
So far we've heard, well, the doctors won't let him. Like, really? Really? You're a superstar and it's the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And you're gonna let the doctors won't let him. Come on.
Thus far. But Diesel, the timeline, the entire time, it's led to, they were saying since the injury, it was like a 4 to 6 week thing. It's going to be probably game four or game five in the finals where he comes back. He didn't make game four, and a lot of people were disappointed, but he is going to make game five. And that's what I thought would happen last week, because game four was only 2 days after game three. You have game five now 3 days after game four. That extra 3 days was huge. And I'm sure that Golden State was hoping that they could maybe get game four with Klay coming back. If they found a way to, at home with Klay, to even the series, then you could ease them back into game five. I don't think Golden State thought that they could lose game four as, you know, as bad as they did. And now there's no choice. He has to come back. But that being said, too, I think he wants it. I think he wants to come back. I think he wants to change that legacy, and I think he's going to. And I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be ready to go. I don't. It's one of those things where you're not going to come back and risk re-injury. I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be firing on all cylinders. And I'm looking for a big game tonight.
And maybe it's just me being a product of my age. I want to see some of these NBA players with a little more fire to them.
Yeah.
There's no fire to Kevin Durant at all. Yep. You could sell it as an internal fire.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Give me an external fire, dude. Show me a little bit of emotion. Show me a little bit of want to. Show me a little bit of the doctors can't keep me off the court.
A lot of people don't have that, though. A lot of people don't have that outward emotion. And I don't know, maybe it's a millennial thing.
He's supposed to be a competitor, though. This is who he is. He's a competitor.
But you can still compete without outward emotion. Kawhi Leonard doesn't have any outward emotion, and he competes. You know, he's the best player in the world right now. He's competing, and he's dull as a doorknob.
Yeah, but he's actually on the court.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, remember a couple years ago? Last year, he wasn't. Same thing. Last year, maybe he's just hurt. We don't know. One thing I'll never do, personally, I'll never question an athlete their toughness, because I don't know. I can't judge their pain tolerance. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. Either way, I cannot wait for this game. Let's get Jimmy on the line. Jimmy wants to talk about the NBA Finals. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
So I've got to wait till tonight and see how Kevin Durant plays, and if they win the game, to tell you if I think they're going to come back and win the series. But my personal opinion is I think Kevin Durant was shamed into coming back after what Looney and some of the others that played injured did. I really did. I think he was shamed into coming back from – I think he was just going to sit out the whole series until all that took place. And Looney was out there in a tremendous amount of pain.
Yep.
And
Klay came back with the hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, I just think he was shamed into coming back. And as far as Kawhi Leonard – I think it's full of crap that he's not in it for the accolades. Because the more accolades he has, the bigger contract he's going to get. And he's taken too many big key shots and hustling for the ball not to be caring about the accolades.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
Hot take right there.
Yeah.
Well, he's shamed into coming back.
There's no real answer to a lot of these things. Let me start with Kawhi. I'm sure he likes accolades. He might not, though. He's weird. Kawhi Leonard's the weirdest athlete I've seen in a long time. He might not want any of this stuff. Kawhi is one of those guys. Like, remember Ricky Williams in football?
Yeah.
Like, the only reason he played football was because he was good. Like,
and it
was
he needed good money to buy weed.
He needed money to buy weed, and he was in debt, so he kept playing because he was good. He didn't like it. I don't even know if Kawhi likes basketball. He certainly doesn't like being a star. He just kind of wants to be weird and do his thing. As far as KD, like, being shamed into playing, come on. Yeah, no, I'm not buying that. He's playing because he wants to win. He wouldn't risk injury if he were shamed into playing. I don't buy that for a second.
We have a poll up on the ESPN Upstate Twitter right now. I said I postulate that maybe Kevin Durant has milked his injury to protect his future.
Mm-hmm.
Pants says no way. Whose side are you on, mine or Pants? Go give us a vote at ESPN Upstate.
There you go. And coming up next, I want to address one other thing that the caller said. If the Golden State Warriors win tonight's game, will they go on to win the NBA Finals? I'll tell you next. It is Straight Up with Sturge, but with Pants. Your boy Jeff Pantridge filling in today and all this week, hanging out with Big Daddy Cool Diesel himself, and more importantly, hanging out with you at 844-GSP-ESPN, or you can get us on our text line, 71307. Make sure you start your text with ESPN. I wanted to address one more thing that the caller said before the end of the segment, talking about tonight's game. If Golden State can find a way to win tonight, we don't know what KD's going to be. We don't know if he's going to be 80%. Don't know if he's going to be 90%. He could be 50%, 20%. I just don't know. We don't know how many minutes he's going to play. Honestly, we don't truly know he's going to play. He's still he did morning practice. He's still technically a game time decision. So, I mean, there's a chance he could re-aggravate something and shoot around. We don't know. But if he plays and they find a way to win tonight, Golden State is going to win the NBA Finals. I'm saying it right now. You know why? Because tonight's game, Game 5, is going to be by far the hardest of the three games to win. This is the game where Toronto has all the momentum. They have all the confidence in the world. They just went into Oakland and pretty much housed the Warriors in Games 3 and 4. And they have to deal with that crowd. And KD still not being back to 100%. If they can find a way to win tonight, then you got to go all the way back to Oakland for Game 6. This obviously favors the Warriors because the Warriors will be feeling themselves. They'll be back at home. They're gonna be feeling a lot better. Conversely, the Raptors are going to be shook. If you're the home team and you have a chance to close somebody out, the last thing you want to do is travel all the way across multiple time zones again to play on the road to try to close it out. Toronto, they need to close it out tonight. Golden State, I'm telling you, Diesel, if they could find a way to win tonight, Game 6 is going to be a lot harder or a lot easier than Game 5. And Game 7 is a crapshoot. And yes, you go back to Toronto, but that being said, any Game 7 is a crapshoot. Plus, if they get to Game 7, and I know you're supposed to take it one game at a time, but we don't have to. The athletes have to say that. We can say whatever the heck we want here on Sports Radio. If Golden State can get to Game 7, then all the pressure shifts to Toronto. Now, because they're going to be looked at as a team that could blow this. So because they've blown series before, they've never won an NBA championship. They've blown it against LeBron before. So if it shifts to Game 7 and they blow it, all the pressure's on them, and Golden State can play free and easy. Plus, let me just add one more thing, and Diesel, I'll get to you here. Kevin Durant is going to be that much more healthier in Game 6 after Game 5. He's going to be that much more healthier in Game 7 after Game 6. They're going to build more cohesion. It's going to get easier as it goes, but the challenge, by far, in my mind, is tonight. It's the toughest game.
Is there anybody on the Raptors lineup named Johnny that can sweep the leg?
I don't think they got to have a Johnny. Like,
gotta be.
Yeah. Well, you need a goon. They're in Canada. They have goon. They don't really have goons in hockey anymore. But you need a goon. Yeah. You need
somebody's willing to take the penalty.
Yeah.
Take the technical foul.
Yep.
That's your job.
Yeah. Go out there. Well, Golden State had a goon. Remember. What was the guy?
Draymond Green.
No, he kind of is. Yeah, he's
kind of. I like Draymond.
I like him too. But
I like him a lot.
He's a goon, but he's got skill. Like Golden State had. You remember Golden State had a guy. He might even still be there. I don't know. He didn't get a lot of minutes. Zaza Pachulia, the guy that hurt. He's the guy that hurt Kawhi 2 years ago. He stepped under his feet when Kawhi was shooting the three. Kawhi went out the rest of the series, then Golden State wins 4-1 over San Antonio. Like that guy sucked, and he basically did it on purpose. He was a goon. Like, yeah, maybe if Toronto has a goon, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, I'm sure they do. They got 15 guys on the roster and only seven, eight of them play. Yeah, stick a goon out there. Get a Galooly out there, as I like to call them.
Are you a fan of this 2-2-1-1-1 format?
Sucks. I hate it.
It stretches the thing out.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I like that it stretches it out. I do like that it stretches it out because it gives us more content as a sports radio show.
That's true.
I like that because we could be talking baseball tomorrow. But luckily, hopefully, we'll be able to talk NBA Finals for the entire week that I'm here. Like selfishly, I like that it stretched out. As far as if I wasn't doing a sports talk, radio show, no. I like 2-3-2. It just doesn't make sense. The travel doesn't make sense. Why keep going back and forth? I think 2-3-2 is perfect because both teams in the championship, I think they should have an equal. I think they should have equal footing. Like, I don't think one team should have the advantage over the other team.
What if you picked a central location and played it all in the same location?
See, I think two,
sort of like the NCAA tournament.
I don't like that because I think I like having the fans there, you know, the home fans. But honestly, I think 2-3-2 is even because if you can find a way to win the first game, steal a game on the road in the first two games, then you get three at home. I think 2-3-2 is basically even. It's like, yeah, one has four and the other has three, but a lot of time you don't even get to game 6 and 7. So, but when it's 2-2-1-1-1, I think that gives a significant advantage to the home team, the team with the best record, which is Toronto. I like 2-3-2. Some of the greatest series of all time have been in that 2-3-2 format in basketball. All those Lakers-Celtics series from the 80s, those were 2-3-2. Those Lakers Pistons series, those were great. Even in baseball, I remember what the 1991, many people regard this as the greatest World Series ever played. The Twins beating the Braves 4-3, where the home team won all the games, where, you know, Twins won 2, Braves won 3, and then the Twins won 2. Like that, I like fourth. I like the 2-3-2. I think that's the way it should be. If you want to weigh in on this, you can get us on our phone lines, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. I still have so much to talk about tonight's game and this series. We haven't even gotten to the Raptors side of things yet. I feel bad for the Raptors. Hey, they don't care. They're happy because they might win an NBA championship tonight. That being said, it feels like the Raptors aren't getting any love at all. The story has been Golden State. And I want to talk about the Raptors side of things. I want to get into that next hour. I definitely want to talk about that. Also, I want to get into the Panthers. The Carolina Panthers having their mini camp starting. We're going to talk about that next hour. There's a big time MMA fight that could be happening. The biggest MMA fight in the history of the sport could be happening very soon. I want to get to that. We got so much more to talk about. We got hockey to talk about. We got to get you guys ready for Game 7 in the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup is going to Game 7, so we'll get to that in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get to your calls next as well. We got a loaded show. We're just getting started on Straight Up with Sturge. Lots of ways to get a hold of the show. You can get us on the phones at 844-GSP-ESPN, or you can get us on the text line, 71307, like this person did. ESPN, is this sports talk? Yes. We've been talking basketball and karate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are sports.
They're definitely sports. Yeah. You go tell Daniel LaRusso that karate's not a sport. He'll kick you in the face, pal. Yeah. Yeah,
he'll crane kick you.
Yeah, he will. Yeah,
the most telegraphed kick in the world, by the way.
You can't stop it. It's unstoppable. It's telegraphed, but there's no defense. Miyagi said it. Well, you call Miyagi a liar?
He knows.
Yeah, he definitely knows. So, yeah, this is sports talk, pal. Yeah, we've been talking sports all day. We're going to talk MMA later.
I remember the day it blew my mind when I found out that
Pat Morita.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was American.
What?
Messed me up.
Really?
Yeah, messed me up hard.
He's American?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got a whiter accent than you.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he did. Anyways, he's not with us anymore, right. But yeah. I did not know that.
Thanks for bringing it back home again.
Yeah.
Just stick that knife in one more time.
Rest in peace, Pat Morita, the great Mr. Miyagi. So you can get us on the text line if you want to bash us for not talking enough sports, even though we've basically been talking sports the entire show. Karate is a sport. Karate is more of a sport than basketball. Hey, come on, you're fighting. There's actual combat involved.
And if you've watched the new James Bond movies, he's all about parkour.
Yeah.
That's a sport.
What is it?
Parkour.
Parkour. I don't know what
that is. Yeah, it's like outdoor, like adventure, not adventure running.
Yeah.
But it's like urban running.
Yeah, urban
like
running.
Where you jump over handrails and scale buildings.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Whatever.
That's a sport.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing it. I'll tell you that. Let's get Jeff on the line. We were talking about the NBA Finals, of course, which is also a sport, talking about Kawhi Leonard. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
I was going to say, you know, I think you guys might have it wrong with KD coming back, but why? I don't think it matters, man. I grew up in San Antonio, a long-time Spurs fan since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him fly with the Spurs for as long as he was. And, you know, we called him the Kingslayer when he was in SA because he took down LeBron James and nobody thought, you know, he could beat them, took them down in five. KD or not, I think Raptors have it just because Kawhi has that killer edge that keeps him loose. He's like a machine.
Good stuff, man. Your phone's breaking up, but I get what you're saying. And it's tough to disagree with that because, yes, he did handle LeBron pretty well in that series. And the Spurs smoked the Heat in that series. It was 4-1. They just completely annihilated him. Kawhi also, he did a great job on the Greek Freak. He did a great job on Giannis in that series in the Eastern Conference Finals. And if I'm Toronto, if I'm Nick Nurse, you're bringing KD back? I'm going to put Kawhi on him. Imagine now KD has to come back from this injury. He's rusty. He can't possibly be in game shape because he hasn't ran at all. And now you have the best defender in the world defending you. That's going to be tough. And with Kawhi too, man, Kawhi Leonard is so special. Remember a couple years ago, I mentioned last segment, that guy, Zsa Pachulia. That Galuli that took him out in game one of the Western Conference Finals when Kawhi was with the Spurs. You remember the Spurs were up by like 23 points on Golden State in that game when Kawhi went down. He's one man, and it seems through the last five games that he has personally played against Golden State, the four games in this series, and that game one with San Antonio 2 years ago, he, one man, has basically taken out an entire team. And not just an entire team, but what many think is the greatest team that's ever played. So, yeah, there is a chance that Kawhi could shut things down tonight. That's the thing. Nobody is giving the Raptors any credit. Everybody's saying the story is the Warriors. And that's just what it is. It's more interesting. The Raptors, and we'll get into why they're not the story later on in the show. They're just not. Kawhi's boring. Kyle Lowry is boring. All their role players, Marc Gasol, does it get more boring than Marc Gasol? Like, imagine getting stuck in an Uber with that guy. Like, what are you going to talk about? He's not interesting at all. They're just not an interesting team. And the most interesting thing about the Raptors is Drake. He's not even on the damn team. It's a clown, the clown show on the courtside. So they're boring. So that's the story is Golden State.
Yeah, but I want to see the dragon get slayed. I want to see him go down.
Yep.
You know, it's proof, and I'm going to show my nerdiness here. It's like it's like Smaug with the empty patch on his belly that know you can fire the black arrow into. It's proof to the rest of the NBA that the Warriors can be taken down.
What the heck are you talking about? What's Smaug?
Smaug the dragon.
Who's Smaug the dragon?
Smaug the dragon from the Hobbit. It's a beloved character. It's a beloved children's book.
The Hobbit. Oh, I know of the Hobbit. Okay. Yeah. All right. Smaug the dragon.
The dragon, okay. And he has one empty scale had been knocked loose.
Oh, yeah.
On the belly. Of the dragon, and if you can shoot that little tiny little spot, you can make that one in a million shot.
It's like Star Wars.
You can take the team out.
It's like taking the Death Star out in Star Wars. Same thing.
Then they put a photon blast down. No.
Yeah.
No, Star Wars stole it from them.
Oh, okay.
It was written in like the 40s.
Is the Hobbit a sport? Does this count as sports talk? We don't want to piss.
Well, we're talking archery.
Yeah. Okay.
Archery is a sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Take that, texter.
Yeah. I don't want to piss the texter off. The texter seems very mad. You got to worry, especially when you're filling in, man. You don't want to tick off the stick to sports crowd. So we're doing all sports here. Sometimes it's archery. Sometimes it's karate. Sometimes it's horse racing, turtle racing, whatever. But it's going to be sports the entire time. We guarantee you that. All right, guys. Coming up next, we will have our five sides at five. Is there a new goat in sports? We'll tell you on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.